Okay, this is an interesting question. Has the Ayn Rand Institute succeeded in making an impact on the culture since its creation? How exactly do you measure the results of the Institute's effort? Now, this is a good question. I think the answer is yes, it has had an impact on the culture since its creation. But that's hard to measure, and it's hard to, you know, point exactly, and it's hard to prove. So there's a lot of anecdotal evidence, but it's very difficult to measure. So what we measure at the Institute are not end results, because it's very difficult to measure end results, i.e. state of the world type results, political results, cultural phenomena. Those take decades to really see their manifestations. We measure intermediate results, the number of people interested in Ayn Rand's ideas, the number of people reading her books, the number of times Ayn Rand is mentioned in the press or in conversation or in the debate or in the discussion about ideas, the number of politicians who have a generally favorable view of Ayn Rand, the number of columnists in the newspaper who generally have a favorable view of objectivism, the perception of the culture towards capitalism, the perception of the culture, the general attitude towards of the culture towards freedom, liberty, individual rights, individual freedom, self-interest. So all of these proxies, and with the understanding that for a very, very long time, for decades still, all of those positives are going to be in the minority. But to be in the majority one day, to win one day, you're going to have to be in the minority for a while. But being in the minority is better than zero. So have we had an impact on the culture? Yes, I think so. I think by all those measures, you know, we have been successful. Ayn Rand is more in the culture today than ever before. She's discussed more. She's debated more. She's quoted more. If you go to Twitter, you know, every second almost there's a quote. Somebody's tweeting a quote from Ayn Rand. There are many more people reading her books in the last few years than there were in any period in history, including when Ayn Rand was alive. There are more politicians alive today who are quoting Ayn Rand, who are discussing Ayn Rand, who have a favorable view of Ayn Rand. They're not objectivists. They don't agree with her on everything, but they generally have a positive view of Ayn Rand. Again, you have to go through this phase in order to get to something better. And based on every one of these parameters that I just mentioned, the state of the culture today is better than it was back then. Now, overall, the culture is worse. But this gives us hope that the culture can change. If on every one of these measures, people reading Ayn Rand less, nobody ever mentioned her, the ideas of capitalism, individual rights, self-interest were never mentioned, they were never discussed, they were never debated, then you'd say it's hopeless, there's no hope. So we've had a positive impact on the culture in that these things are being discussed more than they were in the past. And if this trend continues, they'll be discussed more in 10 years. And if we are right, if our ideas are true, then the more they're discussed, the greater the probability that we will completely succeed. That is, that we will take over the culture. So by every one of those measures, they've been positive. Ayn Rand generally, I think her influence on the culture is underrated. So for example, if you go back to the 50s and 60s, I think capitalism in those days was a dirty word. I think in the 90s and 2000s, it became, or even in the 70s, well, 70s, 80s, 90s, and even into the 2000s, capitalism became a positive word. Now, who advocated for capitalism? I mean, Ayn Rand was it. I mean, Milton Friedman, but Milton Friedman and Ayn Rand were it in terms of the popular culture out there, in terms of influence out there. And I think Ayn Rand was far more influential and far more significant culturally than Friedman was. And millions of people read Atlas Shrugged, and capitalism became a positive term. And I don't know that Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher would have had the impact that they had, or could have been elected if not for Ayn Rand, ultimately, in an indirect way, influencing the culture about capitalism, about the idea of individualism, about the idea of limited government. So I think Rand's had a profound impact. Now, capitalism right now is because of the financial crisis, has gotten battered. But there's still a far more favorable view of capitalism today in America, but in particularly outside of America, than there was, 50, 60 years ago. So, and I think that's due to Ayn Rand and to the Institute's work in promoting her views, promoting her ideas over the last 30 years. So yes, we've had a positive impact. We measure it constantly, but these measures are indirect and they're not measures of the final state. The final state will not just appear one day. They are signs that lead us to that final state. And I think on all those intermediate steps, we're making significant progress.